This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Amtrak is continuing its cancellations of long-distance passenger service in much of the country as a freight rail worker strike looms. In Colorado, neither Amtrak's Southwest Chief nor California Zephyr is running. Ken Murphy, owner of the outfitter Glenwood Adventure Company, expects it to impact his business and the economy of Glenwood Springs.
We're resilient. We'll get through it. It's an inconvenience right now, not only for us as business owners, but it's a huge inconvenience for visitors that were planning to come to Glenwood Springs or past Glenwood Springs that now can't access the area by train.
Amtrak plans to suspend all long-distance routes tomorrow until further notice. While Amtrak's workers are not involved in the strike, many of its trains operate on freight railroad tracks. People who lost their homes in the Marshall Fire or the Cowood Fire can now claim up to $3,500 in tax rebates. The Boulder County Board of Commissioners unanimously approved the rebate at its meeting last night. Officials say the plan will use up $3.8 million from the county's general fund. Property owners displaced by the Cowood Fire must file building permits by next October to claim the rebate. Marshall Fire victims have until 2024. The Bureau of Land Management says it will fully staff its western headquarters in Grand Junction for the first time. Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper said in a joint statement the move will strengthen public land management. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she was thrilled and that this wouldn't have happened without bipartisan collaboration. All three supported former President Trump's decisions to move the BLM's headquarters to Grand Junction in 2019. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.